Good morning. It's me, Enzo, the Monday Morning Breakfast Blend, 6:58 right now on a rainy April the 20th, 2009. And as I was mentioning at the top of the Breakfast Blend, an ambiguous date in the calendar year, an enigmatic date even, because the date has a dark side and it also has a light side. You know, of course, April the 20th, the tragedy that happened at Columbine High School. April the 20th was the Hitler's birthday, Adolf Hitler's birthday. See, that's the dark side of it. The lighter side is, you know, April the 20th, the fourth month, the 20th day, 420, you know, in parlance. Has its own value, and you know, I mean, that date, you know, I mean, if you ask anybody of my generation or less, because I asked somebody from the boomer generation, they had no idea what 420 meant. So I'm guessing it's like from my generation on down, Generation X on down. And if you ask them, you know, what 420 means, they'll give you a multitude of answers of why it's come to signify what it has. All right. And most of them are all bogus. You know, they'll tell you that 420 is the penal code for marijuana use in California. No, that's not true. That is not true at all. They'll tell you that there are 420 chemical compounds in marijuana. That's not true at all either. They'll tell you that April the 20th was the day that Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Jim Morrison died. That, of course, isn't true. They'll even tell you that Abbie Hoffman took his first deliberate LSD trip at 4:20 p.m. That is true, but that's not where the expression comes from. The most accepted explanation is that it started back in 1971 with a group of high school kids in California. Who that was the time they chose to get together and light up, because 4:20 was the time that their detention let out. Appropriate enough, right? That's the time that detention let out. So that's the time that they would, you know, choose to meet after detention, and they would meet at this by the statue and, you know, partake, as it were. My favorite explanation of 420 comes from the Bob Dylan classic song "Rainy Day Women," numbers 12 and 35. Which, you know, if you multiply 12 times 35, it equals 420. And the song, well, the song speaks for itself.
So good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Seat. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll stone you when you're walking through the door. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. They'll stone you when you're at the breakfast table. They'll stone you when and able. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. that it's the end. Then they'll stone you and then you'll come back again. They'll stone you when you're riding in your car. They'll stone you when you're playing your guitar. Yes, but I would not feel so all alone.
Thank you. said, Mother, you're one man that I love to bear. Well, I'm gonna get high. I'm gonna get high just as you showed my name.
WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. That is the Manish Boys and Mary Jane, Mary Jane. Muddy Waters, the great Muddy Waters. Before that, gave us Champagne and Reefer. Bob Dylan kicked that set off with Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35. I gotta dedicate that set to my good buddy Albert, who just gave me a call and told me how much he was digging my Monday morning show this morning. I'm sorry, Albert, didn't mean to out you. Of course, Albert Green, you know, he hosts the Chapter and Verse show right here on WRIR every Sunday morning from 7 until 9 a.m. Catch his show. He plays a lot of blues, a lot of freeform, and also some, you know, poetry and prose as well. A delightful show to kick off your Sunday mornings with, all right? Good morning. It's me, Enzo, the Monday Morning Breakfast Blend, 7:14 right now on an overcast, rainy Monday morning, and that's pretty much what we got to look forward to all through Tuesday night. Showers all day long is what they tell us throughout the morning and the afternoon. About an 80% chance is what they tell us. The high is still going to make it up to the low 70s, and right now it is an overcast and drizzly 51 degrees. All right, let me remind you that later on this afternoon, later on this morning, early afternoon, about like 12:30-ish, we're going to be starting a brand new show. It's going to be an occasional show called Quid Pro Quo, and it's going to be hosted by our very own Chris Maxwell, and it's going to be a live call-in show, all right? And this week's theme, later on today's theme, is going to be about, well, you know, Earth Day is right around the corner, so it's going to be all about recycling. So if you have a question about recycling, or if you have a comment to make about recycling, by all means, pick up the phone and give Mr. Maxwell a call here. Well, tell you what, let me let him explain it for you better than I can. Pay attention.
WRIR, you're on the air.
At my workplace, we recycle all paper in separate bins, white, colored, newsprint, and cardboard, and our company actually gets paid for these commodities. Once they also saved money on emptying the dumpster less, they made a small profit at recycling.
Call in April 20th at 12 noon and tell us what you're doing to make your workplace more sustainable, especially if your workplace is your house, your car, or your own business.
So during the show, call 649-9737 to be heard by your neighbors live on the air.
like marijuana. We like marijuana too.
it's a bomb. Those who like to battle, here's a song. Please don't keep me up till dawn. Pull it through, I'm passing on. It's not a microphone, it's a bomb. Be so kind, try to clean your plate. War bong etiquette is what I hate. Lift your finger from the hole and pull the crusty through the bowl. Be so kind, try to clean your plate. Please go buy your own bag to smoke. Can't support your habit cause I'm broke. The next time it comes around, get some cripple seat around. Please go buy your own bag to smoke.
WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the brothers Gene and Dean Ween. It's not a microphone, it's a bong. Before that, we heard The Clash. Julie's been working for the Drug Squad. Dash Rip Rock gave us a reworking of Danny and the Juniors at the Hop. They had to be clever about it and sing Let's Smoke Some Pot. And Mojo Nixon kicked that set off with I Like Marijuana. Good morning. It's me, Enzo, the Monday Morning Breakfast Blend, 7:27 right now. And it's not pretty outside, people. I don't mind telling you. It's not pretty, and it's going to be that way for the next couple of days, or at least at the very least what they tell us through tomorrow night. Rain, showers, thunder showers, thunderstorms, showers, showers, and more showers for the next roughly 48 hours. Hey, that rhymes. Nice. So yeah, that's what we got to look forward to. The high is going to make it up to the low 70s, but an 80% chance of showers happening all day long for the next 2 days. Right now it is an overcast and rainy, drizzly, 53 degrees, and we are celebrating the April the 20th. If you haven't gathered, if you're that dense, you haven't gathered that, I don't know what to tell you. Let me tell you this real quick though. Should I tell you? Yeah, let me tell you this real quick. You know, our fun drive kicks off Friday. Our fun drive is going to kick off. And, you know, when we do our fun drive, we get catered by so many great local restaurants. And you are more than welcome to come down and enjoy the food with us. Come on down to the WRIR studios for a nosh during our spring fun drive. Enjoy the generosity of delicious Richmond restaurants such as Savor. Who serve locally sourced food located at the corner of West 7th and Porter Streets in historic Manchester. And also Capital Coffee, featuring homemade desserts and breads in the heart of Carytown at 2928 West Carey Street. So come on out and join us for breakfast, lunch, or dinner during the Spring Fun Drive. Friday, like I said, it kicks off Friday, April the 24th, and it's going to be going on all week long through Saturday, May the 2nd. And be part of Richmond Community Radio. And, of course, you know, we're located here. WRIR is at 1621 West Broad Street. All right? By all means, come on down and join me next Monday for a cup of coffee. Come on down and have a cup of coffee with me. At the very least, you know, keep me company. And, hell, I may even put you on the air. Come on down and make your donations. You see what you get. You donate to us. And not only do we give you all this great swag when you donate to us, you know, T-shirts and, you know, so all these other great premiums that we give you. But then you come down and we'll even give you free food. We'll even feed you. You know, you can't beat that at all. So by all means, keep your ears open as the kickoff approaches Friday. All right. And come on down and join us for some free food. All right. And we will get back into the music with the Caesars. And they're going to do a track called Strawberry Weed. Sounds yummy. It's WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
That's how WRIR is celebrating its Spring Fun Drive. On Friday, May 1st, Richmond Independent Radio invites you to the Glam Jam at the Plaza Bowl. Join WRIR volunteers at one of the bowling lanes or in front of the stage for three of Richmond's rockin'est bands, Splork, the Islaws, and the Sad Galaxy Girls. Your donation at the door is just $5, and all proceeds benefit WRIR's Spring Fun Drive. It's the Glam Jam, Friday, May 1st, starting at 8 p.m. at the Plaza Bowl, located at 521 East Southside Plaza, in support of WRIR Richmond Independent Radio.
Inspiration, my part-time occupation, the catalytic instrumentation of my quest for education. No other can take a place, this, no assimilation, so save your false accusations, I accept no limitations. That's the situation, so without further hesitation, let me continue my demonstration for the congregation. To break it down for all of y'all, simple and plain, I got love for a girl named Mary Jane.
What y'all know about Mary
the edge
pages of my mind, an attempt to contemplate what it really is that makes me tick. I'm reminded of emotions that saturate my thoughts like sunshine. And oh, this ain't the first time that I'm feeling this, feeling that, I'm feeling that. They don't know about my baby and the healing vibe. It'll make a strong man stronger and a crazy man sane. I'm talking about Mary Jane. Mary's potency, yes, it opens me and makes me see things in a way I never thought I'd see. Mary ease pain and Mary never complain. Mary Jane penetrate the brain, know what I'm saying? What y'all know about Mary Jane? How y'all feel about Mary Jane? Y'all don't know about Mary Jane, but she's my main man. What y'all know about Mary Jane? How y'all feel about Mary Jane? Y'all don't know about not a first and I probably won't be a last, but I ain't mad at Mary cause Mary always make me laugh. Mary bring light to the darkness, let me spark one up quickly before they come and get me. Don't listen to what they say cause Mary never contrary. Mary, very, very necessary, extraordinary. Me and Mary to the mortuary, just one kiss from her sweet lips and I become a visionary. Mary never the same, but Mary don't change. Mary make a man walk a mile in the rain. Mary, Mary, never temporary, she my sanctuary. When the love come down, I'm the beneficiary. Some say if it's this good, then it must be wrong. But Mary make me feel so good, cause Mary lasts so long. Mary, Mary, not no secondary, sweeter than a cherry, blackberry or a strawberry. Without my girl, Mary, life ain't complete, cause Mary don't lie, Mary don't steal, and Mary don't cheat. Let me break it down for all of y'all, simple and plain. I got love for a girl named Mary Jane. What y'all know about Mary Jane? Y'all don't know about Mary Jane, but she's my main man. What y'all know about Mary Jane? How y'all feel about Mary Jane? Y'all don't know about Mary Jane, she make my heart sing. I'm in love with Mary Jane, I'm not the only one. Mary likes to play around, I let her have a fun. She's not the kind of girl that you can just tie down. Mary likes to spread her love and turn my head around. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She make me feel alright. She make my heart sing. And when I'm feeling low, it comes as no surprise. Turns me on with her love. Takes me to paradise. If you love me, Mary Jane. What y'all know about Mary Jane? How y'all feel about Mary Jane? Cause she's my main man. What y'all know about Mary Jane? How y'all feel about Mary Jane? Y'all don't know about Mary Jane. She make my heart sing.
The WRIR Fun Drive is almost here, and you know what that means? Special band performances, the unveiling of the new live room, and much more. Get a look at the new live room and the colors chosen by you, the listener. So drop by and say hello, and if you don't know where we're located by now, WRIR is located at 1621 West Broad Street. We look forward to seeing you here.
I will advertise it. That's the best thing you can do.
That's right, you tell him, Peter. WRIR, LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Legalize it. Hear, hear. Hear, hear, right? Right, Matt? I won't drag you into this mess. Well, they should legalize it. I personally think so. You know, I'm fairly unabashed about that sentiment. I personally don't think it's any different than alcohol. You know, any health issues, you know, certainly no different than alcohol, no worse than alcohol. What is a great Bill Hicks routine that he does? You know, would you rather hang out a bunch of drunk people or a bunch of stoned people? You know, I mean, when you're at a ball game, you know, when you're enjoying a ball game, you're on enjoying a nice ball game. You know, you want to be around a bunch of drunk, rowdy, obnoxious people or just a bunch of, you know, stoned, mellow people. But again, that's just my opinion. I'm just one man. What can I do? I can just dedicate an entire show to it, you know, as I did. So I did my part, so now I'm going home. All right. Well, let me tell you, before Peter Tosh, we did the Toyas, and that was the original version of Smoke Two Joints. Coolio off the Half-Baked soundtrack gave us I'm in Love with Mary Jane. The Fizzies did High. Morrissey, of course, did The Interesting Drug, and the Caesars kicked that set off with Strawberry Weed. And that's just about going to wrap it up for me. Enzo on the Monday Morning Breakfast Plan. Thank you all so much for hanging out with me and indulging me as we partook on this lovely day, the April the 20th, 2009. All right. I will leave you now with the community calendar, and then we will get on with Democracy Now! At the top of the hour with our good friend Amy Goodman. You guys have yourselves a lovely day. I will talk to you soon.
I'm Brennan Dulson, and this is the WRIR Community Calendar. On April the 24th through the 26th,